With school classes back in session, the age-old challenge is what to pack in the school lunches, or to have on hand for after-school snacks. Some research showed that cereals that one usually has on hand in the cupboard can be used successfully to come up with snacks that will be popular with scholars of all ages. This week's column offers ideas for making treats that might be requested over and over. Homemade granola bars, 4¾ cups oatmeal, 1 cup flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 cup honey, 1 cup melted butter, vanilla, chocolate or caramel chips. Grease a 9x13-inch cake pan. Mix all ingredients together and then press into prepared pan. Bake at 325 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 minutes. Cool slightly, then cut into bars. Then cool completely. Corn flakes cookies. 1/2 cup unsalted butter, softened. 1/2 cup granulated sugar. 1/2 cup light brown sugar. 1 egg. 1/2 a teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 cup flour. 1/2 a teaspoon baking powder. 1/2 a teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 of a teaspoon salt. 1 cup rolled oats. 1 cup corn flakes. 1/2 cup sweetened, flaked coconut. 1/2 cup coarsely chopped pecans. Preheat oven to 350 degrees F. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper and set aside. In a large bowl, using an electric mixer, cream butter and then add sugars, mix well. Add egg and vanilla and beat well. Combine flour, baking powder, baking soda and salt and add to butter mixture. Stir in rolled oats, corn flakes, coconut and pecans. Mix well. Use a cookie scoop and drop dough 2 inches apart onto cookie sheets. Bake no longer than 10 to 12 minutes. Let sit for 2 minutes, then transfer to racks to cool completely. Store in covered containers. May also be frozen. Puffed wheat squares. 1/2 cup butter. 1 cup corn syrup. 1 cup granulated sugar. 1/4 cup light brown sugar. 5½ TBSPS. Cocoa. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 10 cups puffed wheat cereal. In a large microwave bowl, place butter, syrup, sugars and cocoa. Microwave on high for 90 seconds, stir and then microwave another 90 seconds. Add vanilla and puffed wheat. Mix and press into a greased 9x13-inch pan. Let cool and then cut into squares. Wrap individual bars in plastic wrap and store in refrigerator. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.